Good morning, and thanks again for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purzell. And this morning, I have two gentlemen here to talk about the Cincinnati Railroad Club, the longest and last tenant of Cincinnati's Union Terminal, still there in Tower A, and here to talk about the club and Tower A and so much more about that wonderful train station is the vice president of the Railroad Club, John Rockwell, and treasurer, Jack Happ. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome.
Good morning.
Let's begin with the history of the Cincinnati Railroad Club. It was fascinating as I was going back and reading the history that this has been in existence since 1938.
38.
Right after, not long after Union Terminal was open.
Right.
So how did the Cincinnati Railroad Club get underway there, Jack?
The old Dowd Drugstore Company sponsored a photographer special on the B&O going into Indiana. And this was in early 1938. And on that trip, there was a fella who passed around a piece of paper looking for names of people who were interested in railroads. And from there, the Railroad Club started. And they had their first banquet in 1938 also.
And from the very beginning, they were headquartered at Union Terminal.
At the terminal until the war years, and they, because of the need for space down there, they left for about 4 years or so. And they went back into space after the war, and they would use a room once a month. And then until about 1965, 66, they got their own space there. And they spent in a room on an upper level. And then about 4 or 5 years later, they went downstairs to a larger room, and they were there until 1988 when they started redoing the building for the Cincinnati Museum Center. And we left for 3 years. And then in 1991, we went back to Tower A, and we've been there since 1991.
Yeah, we'll talk about Tower A here in a minute. But nice setup there and some interesting train mechanics there. But, John, how did you get involved in the Railroad Club? I know Jack here has been involved for 49 years, he was saying before the interview. How long? Are you a newbie?
Well, Railroad Club standards I am. I've been active for about 10 years. I've been in and out a few times. But my dad actually worked for the Cincinnati Union Terminal Company. He worked in the mail building, which sat behind the post office, unloading bags of mail from the trains into the post office or conveyor belt going onto the other trains. And my parents actually met in Lincoln Park, which at the time was the park in front of Union Terminal. So it kind of came with the blood. My dad got free passes on all 7 railroads that worked out of the terminal. So we used to go take train rides.
I found it interesting that there were 7 railroads that went through Union Terminal back in the heyday. Because you know these days you may hear about Chesapeake or you hear about Amtrak, but really you don't hear about all the wonderful railroads that were they all kind of conglomerated? Did they all begin to fall, you know, this when they expand? Is that where all the railroads went?
Well, railroads originally were usually started from smaller railroads. You build a railroad from like Cincinnati to maybe Dayton, and then another railroad from Dayton to Toledo. And then that railroad merged, and then they merged the other railroad. And for a few years, we had 7 basic large railroads in Cincinnati.
And those 7 railroads worked out of 5 stations sort of in the downtown area. So if you came in on one railroad and you were leaving on another, you might be a mile and a half apart. And some were subject to floods. So they really discussions began in the late 1890s about combining one station for all 7 railroads. Being Cincinnati, it takes 40 years to do anything.
Of course.
And so they got together, business leaders, government leaders, and decided to build one facility, and that's how Union Terminal came into being.
I think I recall stories about how there was a plan to do one down between downtown and the river.
Right. Yes.
In the central downtown. And
where the PNC building is now.
Right, and that I forget the stories. I know there's some political machinations that went on there that moved things. So the Railroad Club, what does it do? How many people are involved, and what is this love of railroads that so many people have?
It's really hard to explain. It's just there. You just love trains. You love watching trains, riding trains. Right now, the Railroad Club, Jack can go more detail, did used to do the steam excursions, used to do book. Can't do that anymore because there aren't any more. But basically what we do today is we host TARE, our headquarters today, which is the old control room down in Union Terminal. We invite people to come on up, no charge, look out the window. We explain to them how it operated. There's a lot of people just let them come in, look out the window, and take in the view.
And Tower A was kind of the main control tower, much like an airport control tower, and it has a huge track layout there to where all the switches and all the rail yard is laid out, and there was a person up there who was making sure all the trains went on the right tracks at the right time, and this was pretty technologically advanced when it opened up with the control of all the switches in the yard up there in Tower A.
Yes,
right?
For that day it was. They had room below us, which isn't there anymore. Had all kind of relays and solenoids and stuff like that. And then up in our room, there was a big cabinet they called a machine. They had levers on that. They controlled the tracks on that. And then the board would reflect what was going on in that cabinet. That cabinet is gone, but the board is still there.
The cabinet, I guess, was moved out and used somewhere else, right?
No, it was moved out in pieces. There was a...
Oh, really?
This day and age, a cabinet like that would take a box like the size of a cigar box or something like that to do the same thing.
Well, I was very interested in hearing how it was put together and all the wiring that was involved to do it, but they could throw a switch up there in Tower A and it would switch a switch down in the yard.
Yes, it was an electro-pneumatic system. There was a pneumatic solenoids down there by the tracks, and they would change the tracks.
So what do people, how do people react when they go up to Tower A and see the big board and see the view of the rail yard there? What has, in your experience, been the reaction?
Well, we really get the world coming up our steps. I mean, it's just not local people. We have people from all over the world come by once they find us. We're a little hard to find down in Terminal. But they seem really impressed, really interested, and they enjoy the view out the windows. And then for the kids, we have two Thomas sets they can play with. We have a big bell that came off a locomotive the kids can ring. But most of the people come up there really seem to enjoy the trip, and they're a little surprised because they're not aware we exist once they get up there and find out what we've got. Yeah, it seems to be an enjoyable experience for people.
And you've been around a little bit longer there, Jack. You know, in your experience has been the reaction?
Well, what amazes me is people come down there and they come up and they say, gee, I didn't know you were up here. And I get that every week I'm on duty down there.
So Tower A, you've had it restored. As you said, the machine is gone, but the board is still there. And
right.
I know there are stories we could tell that we don't have time to go into today, about what you had to do to restore Tower A. But it's open Wednesday through Sunday, and it's free. If you're going to the museum center, you can go and visit Tower A for free. But the hours are usually, it begins at noon, right?
Usually 12 to 4. On weekends, depending on the host, sometimes if I'm down there, I'll stay at 5:30. But we're guaranteeing 12 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday.
Now, the Cincinnati Railroad Club is not only about the real trains, but also there are hobbyists who like to do model trains as well, correct?
Yes, we have some members, they are modelers. And then there's other people, they just enjoy trains. And we have a few people that actually worked in the railroad. And they like railroad so much, they join our club.
Well, it's fascinating, and I hope a lot more folks will get a chance to see Tower A there.
We've done 27,000 last year, 30,000 the year before that. We're on track this year to go over 40,000 because we've got the extra days now that they were open. And a lot of our attendance depends on the exhibits down at the Museum Center. If you get an exhibit like bodies, Dead Sea Scrolls, we get a lot of people coming to the Museum Center. And maybe they got an hour and a half to kill before they can get into their exhibit. Then we go downstairs and invite them up. And once they find us, though, they usually come back on their own.
Well, I appreciate y'all shedding some light on Tower A and all the Railroad Club does. And thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
That's John Rockwell, the vice president of the Cincinnati Railroad Club, and Jack Hopp, the treasurer and a member for 49 years and counting. You can find out more information about the Cincinnati Railroad Club and Tower A by visiting our website, wvxu.org, and we will link you to their website, and maybe you could become a member of the Cincinnati Railroad Club as well. This is Cincinnati Edition.